Welcome back to the Live and Let Fly podcast. Yet again, we have all gathered here on this lovely Thursday evening to crack jokes and play Starfinder. Right? I mean, that's...
Yep.
Hell yes. Yeah.
Presumably, that's what we're here to do.
I mean, that's what I'm here
you
for.
You had to think too long about what it is that we do.
It's like, I'm supposed to play Starfinder, but...
I don't know what we're doing here.
What the fuck is
what
even
are we
going
to really do?
Yeah. Good evening. Bonsoir.
Good evening to you.
All right. So before we hit record, we were talking about Urban Dictionary.
Mm-hmm. Say less.
Say less. Right. We were looking up say less in Urban Dictionary, I think, for someone.
They were teaching
for someone's
me
benefit.
Young folks slang.
And I think... Who was it? You, Heath, or was it Emily that mentioned like? Look, it was Emily that mentioned like looking up your
time.
Name.
Yeah.
A good time. You want to have a good time?
You want to
look
a good
up
time,
your name.
Look
on
up
Urban
your
Dictionary.
Name on Urban Dictionary. And so I was like, all right, nobody say what it is. We'll just talk about it at the top, just blind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the reactions. So I'm curious, Emily, you know, kind of what's the vibe about your name on Urban Dictionary?
Listen, man, all I'm saying is apparently Emily's are the bee's knees. You know,
yeah.
They're the best. The very first one at the top, it's like a freaking paragraph, but just strap in. Here we go. Emily is the most stunning girl in the world, whether she sees it or not. She's social, intelligent, and beautiful. She isn't fake and doesn't talk behind people's back. She's been through many hard times, but always wakes up with a smile on her face, ready to brighten everyone's day. Her best friends don't deserve her. No one does. She's the best friend anybody could ask for. And then it keeps going. But basically, if you need a pick-me-up, maybe grab a cup of coffee and just enjoy some your name in Urban Dictionary.
Some of your name in Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was also like, this is clearly written by someone named Zach.
Named Zach.
Girlfriend.
So, yes.
So
no,
I have
it's
noticed.
Like his girlfriend.
The
yeah.
significant of her.
But yeah. It's the highest upvoted one.
That's what I was going to say is I've noticed there's a lot of entries, I would imagine, for most names. But there's, at least for mine, like there's one that has mountains more upvotes than any of the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... Mine, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's very much the most amazing guy ever, makes you feel like the luckiest girl in the world, blah, 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 type shit, you know? And
Ladies, you are missing out on Zach here, dude.
I agree 100%.
Look, I'm a wingman for you real quick here, Zach. We got an eligible bachelor
you
on
looking
this
out.
Show.
I appreciate you looking out. Thank you,
He'll
thank
make
you.
You feel like a bajillion dollars,
He never loses sight of why I fell in love with you. I think that's like a key, you know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
Wow. Wow, amazing. But there is one entry that I think is funny. It's super short and it says a child. And then the sentence is hello Zach. It's by somebody called Lucas Sucks at Definitions, which I just like, damn. What
you
an
know,
entry, you know?
Listen, find your shtick and stick to
yeah.
it. You know?
Lucas is like, man,
Lucas
I'm about to troll
niche,
Urban.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to troll Urban Dictionary
don't even know.
So hard.
Don't even know.
Yeah.
So anyway, anybody got a good one? Or
yeah,
is it more fawning praise?
Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah. So here's one. It's not the highest ranked one because that's clearly just like a lovey-dovey girlfriend did the thing, right?
Yeah.
So here's a better one of the same variety. Josh is a sensitive, caring guy who will do anything to solve problems. Although he may come across as overprotective, and I'm reading this verbatim, by the way, like misspellings and all.
Oh, boy.
He may come across as overprotective, but all he wants to do is make sure that the ones he loves are safe and well. Josh's are normally very attractive and have the most gorgeous eyes.
Anything about a mustache?
Thought he was going to say mustache.
I wish. He also is an extremely good kisser and knows how to pleasure a lady.
Oh,
dude.
Romantic and are aware of a girl's
Sorry,
boundaries.
Ladies. Josh is taken.
Taken a lot.
100% positive that if you find a Josh, you will not regret it. And you'll most defiantly have a perfect relationship. Trust me, Josh's are worth a wait. And then in quotes, look at him. He's defiantly a Josh.
Oh, bless their bones. I misspelled that one too.
And the one above it is just Josh, a real asshole.
I think you're defiantly. There you. You're defiantly our Josh.
An asshole.
All right, I'll go.
Okay.
Again, mine is also either written by an Adam or somebody who loves an Adam. Mm-hmm. At first glance at their facade, they seem to be quite distanced, cold, boring, and sometimes weird. But under this, there is a person who is willing to help you with every one of his abilities, a person who can talk and be talked to, understand your needs and wants, as well as being able to describe his own in order to meet a compromise, and most importantly, being dependable at times when you need help. This is the one I know currently, blah, blah, blah. The sentence is, I wish I could be like an Adam. Have you heard of Adam? I like this last little line here. He's definitely one of the people who many people would like once they enter an Adam sphere, where they would understand why he is the way he is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting that sphere, yeah.
And then the third one is Adam, a freaking psychopath.
I like the range. It's good to have range.
Speaking of this, I met the other Adam Kelly in New Orleans last night.
Oh, really?
For the first time. Wow. You know, because when I first moved here, everybody's like, oh, I know you. I was like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
And so there was this other Adam Kelly who's also a musician who also lives in New Orleans. It's been this whole thing for a couple of years. And I finally, actually met him last night.
And now what you're in a band together called Adam Kelly.
He asked me to jam with him. Absolutely, yes.
I mean, dude.
That'd be a missed opportunity of the nth degree.
AK is akimbo.
Exactly. AK is akimbo.
Nice. I love that. Dude, I love that.
What a band name, dude.
He's my age.
Exactly.
I don't know exactly, but he's
roughly my age.
Because
I was going to say, you could be like AK-40 or whatever if you're the same age.
What does he play?
He plays drums. He is the drum tech for Stanton Moore.
Dude.
Oh, okay.
I was at the Maple Leaf to see last night. It was Joe Ashelar, Stanton Moore, and this dude Ari on guitar, and they were doing some really cool shit. And Stanton Moore was like, hey, we have some merch. Come holler at my boy Adam Kelly here. And I was like, there he is! That's the motherfucker!
That's the motherfucker! It's got my motherfucking name! Dude, that's cool, man.
I love that y'all have to record
your jam session. I think you have to jam.
I mean, that's what he said, you know?
Yes. Yeah. It's required.
Mm-hmm.
I think you set up a gig at the Leaf right now. Go ahead and book the gig.
Just do it.
Call it AK's Akimbo, dude. And then book the shit. And I think it needs to be a spacey hip hop thing. You need to get you a loop machine if you don't already have one.
Bro.
And y'all just do it. just total improv. Just lay down some funky bass lines and then let him put a beat to it and then just go ham.
Mm-hmm.
I'd watch that.
Cool. Well, stay tuned.
AK's Akimbo, dude. It's happening. It's already in there, man.
What about John? You got any cool?
Yeah. So first off, I want to say that this whole thing, just everybody's fawning.
I'm going to break that trend.
Okay, yeah, because it just almost comes off to me as fucking AI and just replace the fucking name.
I was going to make the same comment. It feels like an AI generated description of anyone's significant other.
I didn't write this shit, man.
No, of course you didn't. I don't think you're that kind of person, but
I mean,
the one that I read was posted 9 years ago.
This one's posted 4 years ago, so it's definitely within the AI, but still. It says, John is a contradiction to what he describes himself, mostly level-headed but unpredictable during different situations. Normally 6 feet tall, dark hair color, generally a bigger man in several ways. And
you sure you didn't write this?
Right? Exactly, yeah. John can be compassionate towards others, always tries to help the best he can, open-minded with opinions, secretly observant, efficient. I don't know about that. Let's see. Willing to go out of their way to help others. Covers the discomfort with sarcasm as to not offend or hurt others.
Nailed it.
Let's see. Never honest about himself. Hates it, but it helps him get along his days. Doesn't like to show raw emotions.
Dude, fucking
I know, dude, right? So let's see. Opens up to very certain people that he absolutely trusts. Has grudges, but doesn't let it control his actions because even if it hurts himself. Let's see.
Biscuits.
But, disregard all that because the definition is an extremely lovable, handsome man. Johns are always packing and are always ready to slay babes with their magnificent sword. Never let a John go.
I love that it says with their magnificent sword.
Sword, yeah. Dude, with the sword.
The meat sword, you see.
Nothing personnel, babe.
I mean, so John's does actually have like a real urban definition, right? Like that's like the people that prostitutes.
Yes. There's those, and there's the Dear Johns, and then there's also toilet. You know, so
I feel like those are all too official for Urban Dictionary, though. Like actual uses.
Mm. Well, yeah, but like in spirit of like what.
Yeah,
you know, like what is the slang use of the?
Yeah, I mean, the slang, not really slang, but the alternate use for my name is a joke. So I'm a fucking joke.
I'm just joshing you, dude.
Just joshing, man.
Is this not what you've been trying to achieve for 5 years on this show?
That's the slow burn, baby. It's the slowest of burns.
Just trying, Adam.
Just trying. You offend me.
Just leaving room for interpretation, I suppose. Well.
Here's a random one right here. It says, a traumatized god tier whose way of dealing with his PTSD is hair gel. What?
What?
Dude. There's a lot to unpack in that one.
There's a lot to unpack, dude.
What is it?
That goes so many directions. A traumatized god tier.
God tier what? Of being traumatized?
Don't worry about it.
Everything.
That just feels like a rephrase like Giga Chad. You know?
Right, yeah. It's just another way of saying
it. Okay, here is something that actually... I'm not going to say that this totally describes my experience, but it's kind of relevant. Adam, he's actually not gay, but is still the gayest kid in school.
Yeah. Adam's like, oh, you see me. Okay, nice. Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah. When I started playing piano as a freshman and was also in the drama club, there was lots of questions, you know?
It's like, it just, don't worry about it.
I was like, I'll show you. Saw, man. So, you want to have sex right now? I'll show you.
I'll sex up everybody in this school.
I'll pull out my magnificent sword. Yeah.
Please don't. So this is a Wendy's.
The most virginal statement of all time.
Such an Adam thing to say.
Would you like to see my meat sword?
You gotta get a sharp fedora to say that line, I think, or any kind of seriousness. All right, Heath, did we?
Yeah. So we haven't done mine. I'm gonna, break the algorithm, I guess. I find this one. This is the one with the most upvotes by a matter of like, you're looking at one with 8, one with 11, and then this one has 179. But it also has 151 downvotes. So
it's real split.
It's split and
controversial.
You'll see why. There's a lot here. Heath is a name for a cowboy and a particularly handsome one at that, a redneck and proud to be one, especially driving through mud holes in his green Z, aka the Green Monster. The example sentence, I miss my handsome cowboy, I miss my Heath. Posted by Heath's sweetheart on January 12th, 2012.
Heath's sweetheart.
The crazy
thing about the Green Monster comment, that's not me. One. I had a green truck. I didn't call it
But you did have a green truck.
My first truck was a green truck, yes. But my father had a mud riding designed truck, like a big stupid fucking truck that was his pride of mud riding when I was like 10, that was canary yellow.
Oh.
That he called the big yellow bitch. So you're not far off from the mark. You're a generation late.
That's all it is. was? I went to school with at least seven Heaths, apparently.
Well, the other Heath that I went to school with was that guy.
Absolutely.
And lived Heath on and my Quinn. Street two doors down. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
And I think him being that Heath made me very much not that Heath, you know, because I had another Heath to compare myself to, you know. Right,
right. And the rest is Heath-story. Yeah. Nailed it.
Wow.
Yes.
All right, Josh. Proud of that one.
Chill out.
Calmer than you are.
All right. Well, we had a good time. We killed our requisite banter amount. So, congratulations, everybody. We did it. We successfully hit the mark yet again. I mean, the longer it goes, the more I'm like, okay, well, I mean, we can't talk about the weather anymore, can we? Shit.
Have you seen what it's doing lately?
Stop. No.
Stop.
It's weather out there.
I motion for a veto. John, can I get a second?
Seconded.
Hardly right. Thirded.
Say less. Okay.
Oh.
I guess it's time to play some Starfinder.
Yeah. That is, we've done the joke part.
We've done the joke part. Now we got to play some Starfinder.
Let's hop in the green monster and go.
Play some Starfinder.
Defiantly play. That one hit me. I misspell that one all the time.
Okay, last time on the Live and Let Fly show, the Raxolites, right? We did the. It's been a while, yes. Right? Yes. The Raxolites.
Yeah, Josh approached the Raxolites. No.
And
no.
Then chickened out.
That
and we drew him out to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Smart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you got him hooked up with Ryojin.
Yep.
Which is probably, hopefully, for the best, right? And we're gonna
say it is.
I don't see how it could go poorly.
Well, I believe you got a starship for the whole universe,
or it'll create some explosions.
We did get a starship upgrade out of the deal. It was good for us, that's for sure.
Well, hey, man, you know, it's a hard galaxy out there. It's defiantly. And, you know, you got to look out for number one, right? We're in it to win it.
Hell yeah.
Me.
I trust.
Like the most selfless crew in the back world. And it's like, it's out for me. So anyway, hopefully nothing bad happens, right? Like, that's great.
Well, but presumably, we're never going to see these people again. Yeah. So in my mind...
Everything
I'm writing the future
right.
That it was beautiful relationship between Raxolites and Ryojin, you know?
Okay. We're responsible for that because we're good people. Because
we're the best.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of Emilys.
Just a bunch of Emilys all around. Day to be.
Okay, cool. You got some money in your pockets or in your account. I don't, it's the future. You don't.
Fantastic.
You got cred sticks, right? Did y'all... I mean, I mentioned it last time, but I don't know if y'all like decided to buy something that you wanted to mention.
You told
mention.
Us to hold off. So
okay, I did tell you to hold off. Yeah. That's what I thought.
So we held off.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, at some point in the nebulous time between missions...
This minute and the next minute.
Yeah.
I need you guys to shop real quick.
No. No, I just mean at some point, you know, as things are happening here while you're on Absalom Station, you get a message from Tarika. Tarika says, "Hey, can we talk? It's important."
Oh, God. Is she breaking up with us?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I never agree to conversations that start like this.
Is this a message or a call?
It's a text. It's a text.
Oh, God. No.
I've never been broken up with, for I have ghosted everyone who might have broken up with me.
Get ahead of it.
It's a solid plan.
It's like so get true, though.
No, let's get ahead of it and just say, new comm unit, who dis?
No, of course.
Do that.
Gadrick, you get a text back, and it's Tarika. Gaddy, are you all right?
I was joking.
I was making
Josh's,
you see.
Josh was joshing, see.
Okay, in that case, y'all agree to meet Tarika because you're not horrible
assholes.
Ghosting assholes, I guess. But she gives you an address, right? That you can pop in the Google Maps or whatever. It's here on the station.
Is it Is it safe to say that between the here and now, we'd have chance to refresh ourselves and rest?
Hell yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't give a shit. Go ahead, man.
I don't give a shit.
You can rest as much as you want. Yeah. It don't matter.
You lay around the house all day.
Rest and relax.
It's downtime, you know?
That's what I appreciate about you.
Okay. So she gives you some coordinates, right? I mean, it's not coordinates. It's an address. You're here on a populated, you know, station here. This, you know. All right. But you all arrive at this location. It's a pretty, you know, working class neighborhood, right? In the Spike. Familiar with the Spike on Absalom Station? Yeah. Does anybody actually have any, like, lore about the Spike on hand? I don't, but...
The Spike is a little rougher, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, sketch.
A lot of the Vests actually live there, the ones that have migrated over from,
A lot of gang activity.
Slums and gang warrens and stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it's actually, you know, this neighborhood to not be too far from where the Hafrigex, the Vesk assassins that jumped you, kind of operate out of.
Oh,
interesting. We should all
don't worry about it. Like,
keep our head on a swivel.
Totally. Like answering that.
I'm sure Tarika has a perfectly reasonable explanation for meeting.
Literally not worried one bit.
You literally shouldn't be. This is just offhand knowledge. It is. Don't read too far into that. Okay.
I'm gonna give you guys.
I promise you, it's not important. Go ahead.
I'm gonna send you an official artwork from the Spike.
Artwork made by the Spike for the Spike.
Spike TV, yep.
I forgot about Spike TV. That was the thing. I watched so many car chases on Spike TV, dude. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. It's just like a kind of industrial, you know, really working class. There's nothing fancy. This is a real low-key place. Okay? Real low-key place.
Belta Loda.
Yeah, belt alone. Yeah, type
straight
shit,
up.
For sure.
Man. Absolutely.
But you arrive at this one-story building with a single narrow doorway occupying the space between a red tea shop and a used Holovid shop. There's a handwritten note that's hanging from the building's door, which reads, "Church of Hylax meet and greet downstairs. Every Thursday." Underneath, a hasty scrawl is written in a different color, which adds, in parentheses, "Do not use upstairs restroom."
Okay. Tia's very excited.
Okay.
Does it happen to be Thursday?
It's Thursday, yeah.
Nice, how convenient. Right, okay. I personally am a little sketched out, like, oh, this is a trap. But Tia would fully be like, you know, it's been so long since I could attend an actual service.
Well, it's not a church service. It's a meet and greet. Study. It's a meet and greet sponsored by the church.
It's like
of
a Christian singles.
Yeah,
even better.
It's ChristianMingle.com, but in person. You know what I mean?
Love it.
Yeah. So. Do you go in?
Hylax is my main squeeze, but you could be my side.
I'm already in there. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Hylax is number one, but I could find a two and a three.
I mean, yeah, we go in. Like, I don't.
Yeah, literally not worried one bit.
Morgan, you go in.
You head downstairs.
Just FYI.
Okay. Again, you pass the bathroom upstairs. It says, "Do not use." And you head down the stairs, and when you get down there, there's several people, you know, all kind of like gathered around this room, and this Sheeran rushes over to you, says, hello, welcome, I'm glad you have arrived here, please take these name tags, and hands you all name tags that read, Hello, friend. My name is, with a space mm-hmm. underneath to write your name and some Sharpies.
Please,
I've seen
please.
The sort.
I've seen the sort.
Yeah. Hestia pulls out a jumbo pack of multicolored Sharpies for everybody.
I'll take the purple one.
From her fanny pack.
And he writes Rolly on his.
Rolly?
Yeah. Rolly.
Do you have a teal, Tia? Do you have like a teal or a turquoise kind of color? Oh my gosh, that's so lovely. Thank you so much.
Like, she's got like the 24 pack.
You're right.
Oh, like, all nice.
The yeah.
Morgan with a star and some zhujis
yeah,
coming
like
off
the a
of
is
them.
A star.
Yep, it's pretty and tight.
So you all fill out your name tags and you stick them to your chest.
Yep.
And the Sheeran goes on. Welcome, look, and you can see that he's got a you know, a name tag that reads Tikchas, T I K. C-H-A-S.
Tikchas.
Tikchas.
I like
says,
that.
Says, greetings, greetings, I am Tikchas. And you know, like makes a point to, like,
Vanna
display the name
it.
Tag, right? Like,
yes.
Tell me, friends, where did you hail from originally? Where did you come from? Why are you here?
Thought he was going to take on Cotton Eye Joe lyrics for a second.
Sorry.
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Morgan. Morgan.
We are looking for a friend, a Brunneri named Tarika. Do you know this person?
Oh, I am sure they're around somewhere here, but please tell me more about yourselves. I am so excited to have some new faces at the meet and greet. What do you do, friends?
We haul trash. And he looks to his...
Haul like trash, his, you say?
Yeah.
No, this is we're just a crew. We're kind of a cargo crew. My name is Roland, and this here is Hestia. And Morgan and
hello.
Gadrick and Vincent. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Hestia, I like you.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like.
starting, it's turned into a sketchy.
Chittering, you know? Real, he's like. A fellow follower of the faith, I see.
Mm, yes.
Please. Tell me more. How did since you come to worship the Forever Queen?
Oh, I was born into it. I hail from a religious community dedicated to the worship of the Forever Queen.
Fascinating! What is this place called?
And now it's like...
Yeah,
Hestia's as... like hesitant to like give too much like hard data, you know?
So here's my reasoning, okay? Morgan is trying to kind of keep their business under the radar. So as... he's asking all of these questions. I would like to do a sense motive.
Okay.
Just
certainly.
Because.
Absolutely. Get the vibe. Ooh. Get the vibe.
I just, you know, want to check the vibe.
That's what Morgan
you know?
Does, you know?
It's checks literally the vibes. Their whole jam.
Yeah.
Okay. 34. I did the math.
34 on the sense
that's
motive.
Very good.
Morgan, the vibe that Tikchas has given you is that he is extremely, like, from what you know of how Tia is,
mm-hmm.
okay, he's extremely sincere.
Mm-hmm.
He's just an over enthusiastic,
real
high
Laxian
shit.
Yeah,
you
know,
yeah. Pastor. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, Morgan would telepathic message send that to Tia. Like, I think he's on the level. He's just, a little over-friendly.
Oh, okay.
Tell me, Hestia Hylaxia, what was your first experience with Hylax's power?
Birth, I would say.
Got in young.
Yeah. My mother is a priestess of Hylax, so I was raised in the church. I still follow teachings of Hylax with every fiber of my being. Forever Queen be praised. And I vomit
Forever in your Queen be praised! I vomit in your mouth enthusiastically!
Defiant. Oh my
God. Defiant, Steve Mama, in your mouth. It's so good to have you here, Tia. Please, can we talk for the next 17 hours straight about the power of Hylaxia?
We will evolve time and time and time again.
Time is nebulous, after all.
Yes. I mean, I will move in. It's fine.
Where's my god?
So you are cargo workers, you said. Cargo workers. Have you been to some exotic places? Met some exotic species?
Indeed.
Yep.
Well, please tell me more.
Are you familiar with Deferex?
Any first contact experiences?
Oh, like that.
I do not think so. Yeah, no, that has not.
You know, I have quite a... I have my own method for first contact. I call it the greet, glean, gab. And so, you start with the greet, right? And obviously that means to greet the species,
yes, yes.
Right?
Yes,
you glean to get a sense of what type of individual they are. You feel out the vibe,
as it were.
Morgan's here
for this. Yeah.
Yes.
And then gab, where you talk and talk and talk until you know each other on a deep spiritual level.
Say less.
No, I must say more, you see. More.
It is modern slang. It means I wholeheartedly agree.
Oh.
It seems confusing. I was confused when they first brought it up. But it's actually quite a nice saying, yes.
Say less.
Yes.
Preach, fam.
Say less.
We have evolved
aggressively. Says it with force, like, doesn't quite get the
literal. Yeah.
That's actually not true, because I keep forgetting he's charismatic, just dumb. So, charismatically, he would understand that.
Yeah.
More so. Yep, never mind.
What other friends have you made this week?
Yes, we've made some friends with some cute little fellas. The Raxolites. Have you ever heard of them?
Raxolites, yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. These little plant-like creatures,
yes.
They too are Hylax's children.
Indeed, indeed.
And therefore wonderful in all the ways that one can be wonderful, you see.
Tell us, what are some new people you have met this week?
Oh,
this,
quite
this week?
Very many. I mean, you take a look at everyone in this room. I think I have met all them.
Oh, what's
I will... take that opportunity to scan the room for any sign
of Tarika. Yes, please roll a perception check right, real quick. Gotcha. Yeah.
Gadrick's about to fall over out of just... I don't even know...
Overstimulation.
Yeah, I guess overstimulation, because this is too much.
Mm. That was a 23 on
23,
that
rolling. Hi. Okay. You catch sight of Tarika kind of off by herself, sitting in a chair. There's some empty chairs around her. She's off in the corner. However... You can tell, and Morgan, you can certainly tell that Teekchus is not going to let you go unless you figure out a way to let him go. So you're gonna have to roll some kind of bluff.
Okay, well, this is what I'm gonna say, and then you can tell me what roll I need to roll. Like, Teekchus, is that am I saying that correctly?
Yes, that is correct, Teekchus. Yes. Rolly?
Yes, Rolly. Yes. Listen, there. Much in the spirit of all the joy and enthusiasm that you are exhibiting here, I would love to meet all the people in this room. So if you'll excuse me, I will introduce myself to many of the other children of Hylax, as you might put it, to expand my knowledge of all the possibilities
and
that
are
in this room.
And to truly evolve, yes.
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right, do y'all want to roll bluff or diplomacy for that?
Tia,
I think it could work both ways, right?
I think that's diplomacy.
Tia
right?
sees yeah. what you're doing, but feels like this is a little patronizing. You know?
I mean, no, that's just because that's how Roland always gets interpreted, but he's being genuine, but he does have a specific person he's trying to talk to, but like, he's not like trying to make fun of this enthusiasm. You know what I mean? He's just trying to politely take himself out of this conversation.
You're faking the funk.
I got the beat, bro.
Don't even worry about it, man.
Faking the Hylax.
My nose ain't growing at all.
That's a 19 on the die for a total of 39.
Okay.
Oh, so with the 8, that takes it to 41.
All right, well, you needed to beat a 27, so I think you got it.
Yep.
And Tinkers is like, oh, right, of course, that's what we're here for, the meet and greet that we're here for, so that we can meet and greet new children of Hylax, please, I'm so sorry.
Are you part space spider?
What?
Crackle, flicker, dim. I'm sorry, I got real.
I was getting those vibes, too.
Yeah, sorry. Could not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but no, but alas, he's
but
not.
But alas.
He's like, he reluctantly lets you go.
Yes.
To go meet with Tarika.
This is a joke, but I'll be like, Hestia. Why don't you regale our new friend with many stories of all of our
You
journeys?
Asshole. You asshole.
No, I'm not actually doing that.
What I am so actually...
I defiantly will.
As we're walking, I'm going to... hey, Tia, can I see the markers again?
Yes.
Pick
your poison.
just the blue one to match the name I already wrote. And Gadrick is going to scribble out the Gad part. So for this interaction, Rick. He is Rick.
He's
going to
be just Rick.
Yep.
So wild, cool. Just going in as a different name, different
it's
person.
Crazy. certainly going to make the way to Tarika. Is everybody coming with?
Yeah. I gave a bullshit response of just like, I'm going to go get coffee and just walk away while they're enthusiastic.
while Tinkus is going on and on.
Yeah, I'm going to go get coffee.
Yeah, and like Hestia, you know, it's funny, they're like in a Canadian standoff, you know? Yeah. They're both like apologizing for having to leave the conversation. So
yes,
I'll be back
sorry.
And we'll speak
I'm so sorry for holding you up. I apologize.
No. I vomit in your mouth for the hospitality.
Oh, no. I must vomit in your mouth, you see. It was I who was too imposing. It's my fault.
Classic Marixen vomit.
Gross.
That's gross. Totally get it. I totally get it.
Yep. I mean, it's right, but...
Ugh. Yeah, right.
So, you make your way over to Tarika, okay? Mm-hmm. And have a seat, you know?
Yeah, I'd be like, Tarika, it's an interesting meeting place. I've never known you to be a religious one. Have you recently converted? And he is kind of doing a little... like with tongue in cheek, you know?
Yeah. So Tarika looks at your name tag and she says, "Hey, Rolly." Well,
hey, Rika.
Look, the idea was that we'd blend in with all the weirdos. I guess about them blending in with us. And she takes like a kind of a sidelong glance at Tinkus, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, and if Hestia you could see Heath's
takes
face.
A sidelong glance at Tarika, and I want to say, like, I didn't really have a way to express it, but I was excited because I knew Tia would be excited. Tia learned Brunneri for Tarika and was like waiting for him, and then it's like gonna blend in with the weirdos, and it's like, nope, shut down now.
I'm sorry,
you'll never get the Brunneri out of me now. Except I'll forgive you in 2 seconds.
Right, because Hestia can't.
Tia going to you.
Yeah, Tia going to you. I will say that Tarika probably can sense like a little bit of concern behind Roland's grin, because there was a conversation that we had a while back where she kind of said something about Shan, but like, well, no, don't worry about it. But like, definitely something. I can't remember the context, but the last conversation we had, she sounded worried about something and then wouldn't follow through.
You gonna ask her about it?
Well,
just hold it.
I'm gonna let her finish greeting and saying, you know, why she brought us here. But is everything okay, Tarika?
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, I'm gonna just take all the thoughts that you want and just basically you ask Tarika, if everything okay, why did you?
Mm-hmm,
why did you bring us here? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tarika is like, all right, well, a couple things. First, I recovered some data when you, and she kind of lowers her voice and says, acquired the independence. I'm still working on decrypting it, and I think I found the right angle to hack in. But then she sighs. But I need more time. I've just been a little distracted. That brings me to the second thing. I need your help.
All right.
Of course. With the hacking?
No, Tia, sweetie, but thank you. And she, like, takes a deep breath, and she looks around, kind of fidgets with her wrench a little bit, you know, and then, like, again, Roland, you obviously have been picking this up. Morgan, you certainly would be picking up the vibe that her gestures just kind of seem at odds with her usual kind of boisterous confidence that she has, you know? And she says, it's my daughter, Shan.
Shan?
Shan.
Yeah. What's wrong?
She's missing.
What?
Yeah, she's been working for the company on some terraforming project way out in the vast.
Right.
Turns out this planet's full of life. Life that's gonna be wiped out by the project.
She certainly wouldn't stand for that.
I know, Rowley. That's the problem. But surprise, surprise, the company is going to go ahead with their plans anyway. But
bastards.
The company picked the wrong employee if they wanted someone to stay quiet. You know Shan.
I do.
She told me she'd rather leave the company for good than carry on with that.
Right. I'm surprised that she's not standing here next to us. What's happened?
I lost contact with her. No transmissions for days and days.
This is not like Shen at all.
It's not like her at all, Rolly.
How many days exactly?
Sweetie, you know time's nebulous. It's outside the scope of this adventure.
Nailed it.
Long enough to be a problem.
How far away is she?
She's,
you know,
she's
here
on this
nebulous
planet. Intha is what it's called. Anyway, I need y'all to go out there and make sure she's okay.
Say less. They're already there.
Yes. And if they have harmed your daughter, we will destroy the company and save all the life on the planet.
Well, we'll do the first thing, for sure. And we'll try for the second part. Morgan's just like, let's reel it in, guys.
Wow, I guess I didn't expect y'all to just agree like that.
Why not? You know our history.
In Brenneri, Tia says, I love you. Or we love you.
She, like, raises an eyebrow and says, oh, Tia, I love you too, back in Brenneri.
I mean, we might have had our falling out the last time we spoke, but it wasn't as all serious as that. I don't know if she's spoken to you, but she is. And, like, Roland kind of glances at Morgan for a second.
Yeah, Morgan was,
and then,
like...
Yeah, and then like, looks back at Tarika and is like, of course we're going to try to find her.
Rolly, say less, all right? I know things didn't end the way you or Shan wanted them to, but... She's in trouble.
Of course,
I think
yes.
She's in trouble. She's crossing the company.
Right.
But do y'all have any questions?
I mean,
just for plot exposition sort of purposes, you know what I mean?
Are you, like, aware of what this planet is like? You said, like, it's crawling with life, but...
Yes. Right. That they were terraforming. Right. Yes. That they were terraforming it. What... That indicates that there's some geographical or
atmospheric
hostility.
Intha is a water world.
Oh, shit.
Right now, it ain't nothing but a company town while they work to terraform the planet into some kind of highfalutin resort. There's no reason for folks to just show up there and announce, though. But, fortunately... your old pal Tarika has your way in.
All right.
The company's pushing all their equipment to just the absolute limit, which means they need a regular influx of replacement machine parts. And she grabs some pieces of paper.
Those are not parts. They will never believe this.
They're never going to believe that. No.
Sorry.
Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
Bless your heart, Rolly. Clearly not. It's a folded piece of paper she hands you. It's got an address in the spike with a shipping manifest. Okay, she says, this is a warehouse here in the station, not too far from here, where the company's next delivery is waiting for pickup. Of course, like always, there's a catch.
Yes.
Yeah, so which is,
this is where you say more.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you keep saying say less. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but we didn't say it then. It's okay. Just continue.
I'm checking Urban Dictionary after this.
You should. Check your name.
So, anyway, the delivery job, it technically goes to the lowest bidder, but it might end up being first come, first served. A lot of crews want to get in good with EdgeCorp, thinking, free delivery shows moxie.
It's EdgeCorp.
whatever.
Said the company, Roland.
Right. Well, no, maybe I should have assumed, but
there are only two companies in all of this universe, and it's Morgan EdgeCorp and Abaddon.
You all know that. EdgeCorp employees refer to the company as the company. Yeah.
Morgan just pats you on the back, Roland. Just, you're doing so good, Captain. It's so good.
Noticeably, doesn't really respond in the same way to you as he might have, you know.
Mm. Okay. There's like a little bit of away. That's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, Tarika says, you'll have to hustle. Maybe even convince the warehouse workers they should load your ship instead of someone else's.
So I see one kind of major problem with this. We are not on the best of terms with EdgeCorp, and I think the idea of us putting in a bid that seems like a problem to me. And he looks around to the rest of the crew like...
Okay, to be clear... It is not a bid with EdgeCorp.
Okay.
It's a bid essentially with...
A shipping third company.
A shipping company. Yeah, third
it's party. It's EdgeCorp stuff. EdgeCorp
contracted.
Yes. EdgeCorp is requesting parts.
Yeah. We're trying to be a subcontractor.
I got it.
Yeah.
We do have a second problem. Aren't we?
The
police, yes. We're not supposed to leave the station. We already did.
Oh, yeah.
We're here.
We already took that long.
No, we didn't.
We didn't go far. But Hestia does bring up
a good point. You get a text in your comm unit from the police officer that says you've been cleared for leaving. No misconduct was found.
Nice.
What a relief.
For the sake of moving this narrative along. I understand, but this is one of those situations where I was just memeing. I was yes-anding you guys just to fuck with you, you know, and it's coming back to bite. I'm not gonna write my way out of it. I'm just gonna write over it. You see what I'm saying?
Oh.
we were never actually supposed to not leave the station.
There's where we're no. The police aren't even a real thing.
What? The police don't exist?
That's my takeaway.
They do, but it's outside the scope of this adventure path.
They exist nebulously, you know.
They're only there to enforce the law when the plot demands it.
Exactly, dude.
I've
been trying to tell y'all this for a lot of episodes now.
We're catching on.
Yeah. That's just the way things work, man.
But we are also going to always follow up on everything you mean. So just you keep that in mind, too.
So we're just going to keep dancing this dance.
Yes, this thing is done. Yes,
this is how we do it.
Without the police, what's to stop people from just murdering everyone?
Oh, there are police, but it's no longer our problem.
Now I don't understand anything. I'm taking a nap.
Now you're getting it. Now you're getting it.
So, so Rika continues on to give you a little more information. She says, so apparently this this terraforming project the company's doing on Intha, they're drilling down into the seabed, and these kind of highly specialized fittings, they're meant to keep their drill rigs operating basically nonstop. Of course, there's no reason they should be burning through these things at a high enough rate to need this many replacements. But let's not look our gift Yakaraja in the mouth. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Is there anything else that you can tell us about this planet or the work that's being done there that can help us?
Unfortunately, Rolly, I don't know too much more than that. But check the infosphere or something, you know? See what
you
can find out.
What was the last thing that Shen, the last communication you had? What was her demeanor? What types of things was she talking about? Did she seem panicked? Did she seem paranoid?
No, she was just mad.
Yeah.
Well, she's like that sometimes.
I'm pretty sure.
About that time, you hear Teekchus say very loudly,
"Oh, Lord.
All right then, everyone, time to say your goodbyes to your old friends and make some new ones.
Has
everyone
it been 17
switch
hours?
Groups.
Oh, okay.
Everyone switch groups." And everybody starts standing up to like go shift around, and Tarika goes, "All right, that's our cue to go."
All right, yes.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I can't believe you doubted that I would go for Shen for one instant, Tarika.
Well, as I said, you know, things didn't exactly end good.
The pause.
Good.
Good.
That is accurate. But I still care for her deeply.
I understand. Thank you again, Roland.
We'll bring her home.
All right, so Tarika makes her way out carefully.
Destroy the company in the process.
You all are over-promising. Tarika will bring Shen home. That's all we're promising.
So, Tarika...
Dead or alive.
We will try to bring her home.
Dead or alive. Jesus Christ.
I mean, to be fair... For his coffee. You know?
To be fair, she is dead. We should probably bring her back.
It's only polite.
Right. Johnny got me on that one, dude.
It's the implications, you know?
It's like the not give a fuck attitude. Like, bring her back. Dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
She's a fucking
so
outlaw.
Hard.
I mean, she's so outlaw to the corpse, you know.
So. I don't even know. Betsy goes hard.
Tarika manages to shuffle her way out without drawing Teekchus' attention.
Helpful beans.
Oh, we got to roll to fucking check
no,
that
no,
out.
No. I got you. I got something for this. Hestia kind of turns to the party and is like, "I'll deal with Teekchus. And you guys go ahead and slip out. I'll talk to him for just a minute, and then I'll exit."
All right. Thank you. Don't get too wrapped up.
17
Vincent's already stepping.
Already stepping.
Yeah. It's like, I live here now.
How many, I just need to know, how many, I don't know, rolls or little sweet cakes or cookies has Gadrich stuffed into his mouth over
at
the snack bar?
From the snack platter. Yeah.
Everyone that he could possibly.
The platter is now empty.
It's all free. So
it's all free.
14 cans of Beanie Weenies. It's like they weren't even in cans. How did this happen?
I always keep a can.
No, but so Hestia tells you guys go ahead and slip out, and she goes back and approaches Teekchus and says, "Brother Teekchus, it was so nice to meet
Sister
you, and thank
Hestia.
You. Thank you for welcoming us into another House of Hylax. We do have some pressing matters to attend to, but it is so nice to meet a fellow. Shirin, for one, and a follower of Hylax, I don't mean to be too forward, but would you like my number?"
So Teek just starts chittering excitedly, and,
simultaneous chittering, baby.
yes, I believe I would like to evolve very much. And would certainly exchange contact information with Tia. Yeah, absolutely.
Hylaxia's house of hookups. Okay.
I vomit in your mouth and I will.
I hope you so. Dude, Adam just face palms so hard.
Oh, can y'all imagine two Sheerans making out?
You know, yeah. It's a kick show, but gross.
Don't you love that bug love?
Well, if we want to, if we want to produce offspring, we'll need to find a third.
I love Sheerans.
I'll keep a lookout. What do you say?
Do let me know. I'll text
Adam
you soon.
Just took his
go.
Whole headphones off. He's an officer.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, after Hestia exchanging comes contact back information,
Morgan. Okay. Morgan, seriously, after they kind of like get. Figure out that interaction, they grab you and give you the biggest hug, Tia, and just like, I'm so happy, that's so wonderful, oh, I can't wait for you to talk to them more. Is he really your type? And they would just kind of start like just jawing about it, because so Morgan has worked real hard.
He loves Hylax.
Yeah, Morgan's worked real hard not to be pushy with Arshay. Mm-hmm. But like, this is a budding relationship. This is a budding exploration between two people. Mm-hmm. And that is so exciting to them. So yeah, they're pretty jazzed.
Same.
Morgan and Tia both take a dirty 30.
Oh,
a begrudging dirty 30.
Begrudging. I'll defiantly award you a dirty 30 for that.
You used it correctly, though.
The word you're looking for is definitely.
I'll definitely award you a dirty 30.
Pretty sure it's
even though I don't
definitely.
Want to.
Definitely.
Now we're getting out of hand now.
We're going to a water world, Zach. Okay.
Right. Seems the most appropriate.
For sharks.
Turtly.
For shark, turtly. We've already done this bit, man.
This is a recurring bit. Premeditated pun.
Yeah. All of like Roland's cockiness, it's not like he like is now not cocky, but a lot of his outward swagger is gone, and he's kind of he's just in his head right now.
I ain't saying I'm cocky, but I ain't not saying it neither.
Right.
What about?
But he's not going back to being like the demure and unsure. He's just now very distracted. With his own thoughts. Yeah.
What about the bad boys, Gadrick and Vincent? What do y'all think about this job?
So,
what are you gonna do?
Well, I'm just curious. Like y'all, I mean, you know, y'all didn't really get a lot of. You didn't have a lot to say openly, so I'm just curious what your thoughts are on.
So I mentioned earlier that Vincent kind of shifted uncomfortably a little bit, and that he is actually not absolutely terrified of water, but he does have a bit of a tiny bit of a phobia about.
I mean,
but
rocks
he's
can't
not
swim.
Going to mention it right
rocks
now
can't
because.
Swim.
Huh?
Rocks can't swim.
Oh
Josh
my
said.
God! Yeah, rocks just sink.
They just sink.
They just sink. Yeah,
that's what dwarves are made of.
Right. But yeah, so Vincent is actually just in his own head a little bit, but like he's definitely not going to turn down the fact that like you know we got to go rescue Shan. Yeah, I mean like it's just that like. Fucking water worlds, you know. It's just he's not really about it, but he's gonna go. He's gonna be a little uncomfortable, you know. I mean, because he hails from Akaton. Akaton ain't got no water.
It's the
right. Can Vincent swim?
He's never had the chance. So
you don't
now.
Have a swim speed, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't think any of us got swim speeds, dude.
Not very convincing to tell me the dwarves aren't rocks.
I mean, this
everything
dwarf
I'm
might be a rock,
rock-like.
But that doesn't mean all dwarves are rock.
Fair.
We're not
fair.
A monolith. Yeah. Made of rock.
You're made of rock.
Absolute gems.
Okay, all right. So, Vincent, you are on board. Now, Gadrick, you don't know Shan that well, but you and Tarika have known each other for years.
Yeah.
And she's certainly helped you out plenty of occasions. So, you know, just curious, is Gadrick... Okay, I mean, she doesn't have anything to pay. This is going to be... You're not going to be paid for this job.
Here's the thing. I have already been paid with all the treats and snacks and stuff from the meal. That's why Gadrick has been paid in full.
I took $48 worth of food.
Yes, he is. He is ready for some wet work.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So is Tia.
Gadrick doesn't have anything to worry about. He's got his cheeks are full of stuff. He's going to just float around on this water world. It's going to be great.
Yes. Little water wings.
Yeah.
I have a section of the player's guide that has a bunch of aquatic gear that you can purchase that might help you out. That I will give to you and you can sort through off air. You know, we're not going to sweat that right now. But you do make your way to the warehouse, right? You got to go ahead and kind of get on this. Mm-hmm. You know that Ryojin has, you know, been upgrading your ship in the meantime, so your ship will be ready to go. Nice. And you'll go pick up this shipment, do a little shopping. Do you want to shop first or go pick it up? I feel like this picking it up is the important thing, right?
Yeah.
That's the time sensitive piece.
Because mm-hmm. otherwise, shop without the ship.
Well, we could because we're on Absalon, but I do think we do need to secure the job.
Yeah.
First and foremost, because we can go shopping. Yeah. After.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once the part's secured, and yeah, ship first, shop later. Hot take.
Agreed.
Okay, so you make your way to a cavernous warehouse here in the Spike that's filled with hundreds of workers. Some of them are using cargo lifters. There's, you know, a bunch of crated goods kind of passing in and out of the warehouse on racks that hang from automated tracks that are built into like a 30-foot high ceiling, right? The racks are, you know, like it's like railway lines on the ceiling. You know, there's a bunch of stuff moving around.
Yeah.
There's all kind of, I mean, there's just tons
of different stuff. It's an ocean nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like a huge warehouse. There's all kind of shit. Nobody's really paying you much attention. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's kind of going about their thing kind of with blinders on. But as you walk around for a second, you do kind of get a sense of somebody who looks like they might be kind of in charge around here, maybe a manager.
They got a clipboard.
They got a clipboard. There's this male Yosoki that's kind of out and about, you know, that
looking authoritative.
That you might go and hail.
Yeah.
We do that.
You do that.
Hail.
Hail. Mail this Yosoki. What do you want?
We're here to put in a bid for this shipping gig. For these parts to take them.
And we show the paper. Mm-hmm.
Takes a look at it. All right. Well, go get it. Bring us a shipping ticket and you're off.
Sounds great.
Yep. Love it.
All right, crew, now's the time. Let's go. Let's fan out and get this on the ship. And Roland will radio to Ryojin or whatever to let Ryojin know that we're going to be sending some supplies to board. Because our ship's over at Ryojin's shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't really fly from place to place in Absalom Station. Like, your ship is on the outside.
Yeah.
And so we'll make the arrangements necessary to get the goods from this hangar to our ship and just let Ryojin know just so that they're not, like, surprised when crates and crates of stuff show up.
Okay.
You know.
The Yosoki with the clipboard stops and says, wait. You're new here, right?
Yes.
Well, In what regards?
I don't think you know how it works. You gotta go find it, okay? Get the ticket off the shelf, and then bring it back with your authorization code, your ship's dock number, and then we'll load it up and have it by... And he pauses, and he looks at, like, this large digital clock on the wall that kind of has the status of just, like, a mind-boggling number of shipments underneath it. Mm-hmm. And says, tomorrow morning.
All right.
Okay, so we have to go find...
Question, do we have the authorization code? Is this something that we have to find, or, like...
Am I missing something? Yeah.
Like, I don't want to latch on to a detail that you don't give a fuck about, but that seems like an important detail, so I'm asking directly, is this something we need to investigate, or can we just say, yes, we do that procedure and do it?
Because if we can say we do it... Would there be anything
to prevent us from, like, doing what he just said?
Well, as you make your way... through the stacks of cargo, okay?
Mm-hmm. If the Wintermourne crew shows up, I'm going to start... Oof, go on.
Yeah. So you're making your way through the stacks, and you get close to where, you know, you've got the idea of where this is. And you notice that there are two... less than friendly looking robots nearby. And yeah, we'll see you.
Oh, okay. Maybe we can talk them into being friendly.
Look, don't worry about this. I am literally a roboticist.
That's true.
Okay.
Relax, I speak robot.
I learned it specifically to somebody who would appreciate it.
And not think me a weirdo.
Yeah.